If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Cuff Daddy. That's the headline on the New York Post today.
That's so clever.
I don't know who writes their headlines, but that's a full-time job, and they're very good at it.
It's iconic. So,
Cuff Daddy.
P. Diddy was arrested yesterday, taken into federal custody late in the evening yesterday, and taken to the FBI field office in Manhattan. Homeland Security swooped into a Midtown Manhattan hotel and arrested him as part of the ongoing investigation that relates to Diddy's involvement in alleged sex trafficking, among many other crimes. So he's facing, I think, a dozen civil lawsuits, and it's ongoing. So it appears to be related to that whole investigation. But things are not going great for Diddy.
Yeah, his attorney was very upset, saying that Diddy had even moved back to Manhattan last week in anticipation of these charges, that he's been very cooperative, and he was disappointed in how this was handled. And TMZ says that they were supposed to move on Diddy today, but, quote, something happened, end quote, last night that caused him to move quickly to get him. So perhaps they felt he was going to flee or something. I don't know.
You said you were going to move on Diddy last night.
Yeah.
Don't you do that to my daddy.
His attorney said he is completely innocent and looking forward to proving his innocence in court. We shall see.
So Diddy is one of the top trending topics today. The Titan submersible, the first picture of that doomed submersible, pictures of that have emerged on the internet. They were unsealed yesterday in court as part of the criminal investigation that's going on. As you remember, five people went down last summer to go visit the Titanic wreckage, and the submersible imploded on itself, and they were killed quickly. And now we have our first pictures of the submersible on the bottom of the ocean.
But let me see. Can you make out what?
This is the tail of the submersible.
Yeah.
They said a few hundred yards from the actual Titanic wreckage.
But it broke apart, right? So it's in different pieces on the floor of the ocean.
They call it a catastrophic implosion. So it sounds like it was within seconds. The whole thing, you know, almost like an aluminum can in on itself under the pressure.
Because when I first saw that, it kind of almost looks like part of it is buried. But then you realize when it split apart and it's in different pieces.
Yeah.
Which is tragic. But the good news, if there is any good news in that, is that apparently it happened very quickly. And so the people didn't really have time to even understand what was happening before it was over.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
I think it was last summer, maybe June or July of last year.
It doesn't seem that long ago.
It doesn't.
It's like a couple months ago.
Yeah, but it gripped the world. I mean, everybody was counting down, like, they have this much air left, not knowing that they had passed away hours and hours before.
So. It's also the first time in mainstream lexicon that so many people use the word submersible.
I know. It's weird to say. It's not a sub, it's a submersible.
Submersible.
So those are just a few things right now that are trending.
From today's group therapy, quote, it makes me think she isn't the type of person you get into a relationship with. The problem is, up until now, she was totally the type of person I wanted to be in a relationship with, end quote. Well, what is the it? And what should he do now that he knows about it and this little tidbit of information? Well, that's where we come in. Group therapy, next.
The Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Get you a little extra TJ tonight on our Ace and TJ Facebook page. It's the Ace and TJ Experience with TJ live.
On the porch.
On the porch. Oh, that's right. You do it on your porch.
Yeah.
It looks really cool. So 7 Eastern tonight on our Facebook page at the Ace TJ Show to be a part of that.
It's Tuesday. The doctors are in. This is group therapy on the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ Show.
Every Tuesday at this time, we have group therapy. Member of the radio family, you give us the information, tell us your story, tell us your problem, and we all try to decide how we can be of service and give you some ideas. I do not know this guy's age. I really should have tried to figure that out. He DMs us. I've been dating this person for about 7 months. She's really cool, and we have a good time together. I don't know if she's, quote-unquote, the one, but I know I really like spending time with her and look forward to seeing her almost every day. The reason for my DM is that she has a tattoo that has me concerned. I don't mind tattoos, but this one is rather elaborate, and it has the number 3 inside it. She has a brother and a sister, so I always assumed it was a 3 for the 3 of them. I learned over the weekend that is not the case. It's to remind her of her first time with 2 other people. Not sure how you say that on the radio. I don't really mind that she did it, but the fact that she got a tattoo to commemorate it seems really weird to me. It makes me think she isn't the type of person you get into a relationship with. The problem is, up until now, she was totally the type of person I wanted to be in a relationship with. Should I get out of this or not hold it against her so much and just wait and see how everything turns out? Needless to say, keep me anonymous. So again, there is the tattoo that he doesn't mind. And he didn't describe the tattoo, but he said somewhere in the tattoo is the number 3. Or rather elaborate, with the number 3 inside it. Hmm. However that looks. And he just assumed it was for her, her brother, and her sister. The 3 siblings. The 3 amigos, if you will. It turns out, well, that's not the case at all.
If he has to ask what he should do in this situation, then just stay in there and wallow in it. You know, if you don't immediately say, this is not the kind of person I want to take a chance on marrying and having kids with or something. If you don't immediately say that, then you might as well stay.
Interesting.
If you're not completely sure from the moment you find out what that tattoo represents, and she doesn't regret it, she got the tattoo because she's proud of it, and to this day, this girl that you're liking is so proud of that that she wears it emblazed upon her body for the rest of her life. If you don't immediately say, "I'm not that type of person," then you are.
Interesting. Is it that she got the? Is it that she did it, or that she got a tattoo to commemorate it?
Mainly the tattoo to commemorate. Okay. I mean, that's a different level of a, you know, opposite personalities of somebody who's not that way.
So at the
if
Ace
you have
TJ
to
show,
think about it. You're done.
At the Ace TJ show, share your thoughts. Some people already have, and you might be surprised. Coming up next,
this is the Ace and TJ show. Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ show.
Today's group therapy. Guy's been dating a girl for 7 months. She has a tattoo that he doesn't mind at all. He doesn't care about the tattoo, but it has a number 3 inside of the tattoo. He said it's a rather elaborate with the number 3 inside of it. She has a brother and a sister, so I always assumed it was a 3 for the 3 of them. Learned over the weekend, it's actually to commemorate the first time she was with 2 other people. And he said, I don't mind that she did it, but the fact that she got a tattoo to commemorate it seems really weird to me. It makes me think she isn't the type of person you get into a relationship with, but the problem is, until now, she was totally the type of person I wanted to be in a relationship with. TJ said, if you have to actually just think about it for even a moment, you might as well stay in the relationship, because... Surprisingly, the radio family's kind of split here. Courtney said, you will find something in everyone's past that may cause you to raise an eyebrow. Any relationship is a risk. If you like this girl as much as you say, you won't hold this against her. Wendy says, that's her past. Would you be okay if she held your past against you? I'm sure you wouldn't. Just let it go. It's the past for a reason.
But you see, that's not her past. The tattoo makes it her every day.
Yeah.
It's not the past. It's the current. And the fact that she has a tattoo as a billboard reminding her and everybody else that she sees that she did that and she loved it so much. It meant so much to her.
Leah says, at least she's honest about what it stands for. She could have said it was for her and her siblings. It's her past.
Well, that's what she should have done.
Yeah, have a long talk with her and make sure she knows you're not into that. Unless you are, then let it go. We all have a past. None of us wants it held against us. Madeline, talk to her. I would definitely want to know if the tattoo means she will want that again someday. Jennifer, how many things have you done in your past you wouldn't want to be judged for? If it bothers you that much, talk to her about it and find out more.
What more is there to find out?
If she regrets it at all. It doesn't sound like
it. No.
Yeah. Everyone's going, it's her past. I don't know that she feels that bad about it.
I'm saying that she can even not regret what she did. She go, oh, that was a different time, and, you know, I did it. And I did, but the tattoo, bragging about it, is the thing that shows the difference between her personality and someone who doesn't hold things to be so great in the world.
What's interesting to me is, now granted, our show has a majority female audience. It's lady after lady. Hey, it's a tattoo, dude. And more importantly, did you have this conversation with her before DMing a radio show? That's what seems weird to me. Mm. You should have talked to her. Lisa, we all have a past. Let it go. Michelle, Lord, that's her past. Let it go. So what? She wants to remember something she did for the rest of her life. That's okay.
I mean, yeah, and it's sad that so many people aren't really getting the full picture of what's going on here.
But
they're misunderstanding. All these women are misunderstanding the point. Everybody has a past. Yeah. Everybody has a past. But everybody doesn't have a current.
Yeah.
Where they are, they're advertising their past and bragging about it.
And guys are the ones saying, "On our, oh, you need to get out of this. You need to walk away from this." It's all women going out. It's everybody's got a past. So surprisingly, to be honest, the radio family, the majority seems to feel that's her past. Either let it go or talk to her about it, but don't just ditch the relationship. And that's today's group therapy.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Please listen to my words that I'm about to say to you because we need your help. We have a charity called Peyton's Promise. And Peyton's Promise needs to raise some money because we've got breaking and entering Christmas that literally starts in a few weeks. It's a very long, drawn-out process. It's a very expensive process. And Peyton's Promise needs the money to pull off breaking and entering Christmas. We're doing it through a golf tournament. November 11th, Northstone Country Club, Cornelius, North Carolina. That's the Ace and TJ golf tournament to benefit our charity, Peyton's Promise. Sponsored by Blackfin Ameripub in Ballantyne, which is awesome. Thompson Child and Family Focus, which is fantastic. And Jewelers on Main in downtown Mooresville, which is a really cool jewelry store. Great people. Great to have them involved with the Ace and TJ Peyton's Promise charity. To be a part of our golf tournament, all you got to do is go to acetj.com/golf. Grab some friends, get signed up. If you've got a business you want to sponsor a hole, put a team in, whatever you want to do, acetj.com/golf. There is proof today that you can get a DUI for driving anything. A 62-year-old Florida man is facing DUI charges for operating an excavator at a scrapyard while under the influence. People began calling the cop saying, look, this guy's rather erratic. There's been a confrontation. The excavator is moving about wildly out here, and nobody wants to go out there and do anything about it. And this is from the police camera. You can pretty much tell. I mean, you're innocent until proven guilty, but, you know.
Do me a favor, turn around.
Can I go shut turn the around. Machine off? Nope.
You're going to stay right here. Keep your hands together like you're praying, okay? Just like that, all right, John?
What are you charging me with?
So you were in direct, immediate control of the vehicle when we pulled up here. You looked like you were falling asleep. Based off of our observations, everything like that, you're being placed under arrest for DUI today, okay? Steve! We'll explain it to Steve.
They're taking me to jail.
It's not funny, but it is. Nobody was hurt, and they got him in time and all that. But the end of that, they're taking me to jail.
Steve, they're taking me to jail.
Again.
Like, can you believe that?
Yeah, it does kind of sound like, yeah, they're taking me to jail again.
DUI today, okay? Steve. We'll explain it to Steve.
They're taking me to jail.
They're taking me.
Yeah. For nothing.
For nothing. For
no
They're
reason.
Taking me to jail.
For no reason.
Yeah. The wording is key there. Like, I didn't do nothing. They're going to take me to jail. Now.
Holy.
Oh, Riggins, the hottest trending topic, now trending, coming up next.
The Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, so Eagles and Falcons top trending topics today. That was last night's Monday Night Football game. Do you guys stay up to watch Monday Night Football?
No. I saw the beginning of it, and I watched the highlights this morning. The Philadelphia Eagles lose their home opener in the last seconds to Atlanta. They're 1-1, and the Eagles were booed by their fans at the end of the game.
Just merciless.
It's the second game of the year. They don't even have a losing record, and you're booing them already. Granted, they blew it at the end of the game, but they were just like, it's terrible to hear them get booed at the end of the game. It's their home opener.
They're Eagles fans.
Yep. They expected more.
Throwing snowballs at Santa. They like you to forget about that. That was one time. It was like, yeah, but it was global.
The snowballs at Santa thing happened over 40 years, nearly 50 years ago.
They're yeah, like, but there's an invisible string that ties it all together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we're past that.
Throwing beer on kids and, you know, having to have a jail inside the stadium because there's so many, you know, raucous people in there.
Yeah. I'm not saying I don't want to go and see some of that craziness, but come on.
See, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't care about being around those kind of people.
Yeah. By the way, it's snowballs with Santa incident happened in 1968. I thought it was in the early 70s, but 1968.
A long time ago. Yeah.
So, yeah, the fans threw snowballs at Santa, who was there spreading good cheer. Yeah. That's what. That's something that you would never get over. I don't think you ever get to live that down.
It was
throwing snowballs at Santa.
So shocking.
Yeah, yeah. I remember Panthers fan told me one time that he and his 10-year-old son went to a game in Philadelphia, a playoff game, and they were merciless to his 10-year-old. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
People cussing at him for wearing his Panthers. It's like, his kid's 10 years old, trash.
So bad. Rob really likes that story, too.
It's so funny.
Terrible. And I hate that Saquon Barkley's done got himself mixed up with them.
Is that right?
Yeah. he's a nice fella. I hate that he's gotten himself mixed up with that bunch of hooligans.
No. Today's National Voter Registration Day. It urges citizens everywhere to go out and register to vote. I know they said if you want to vote early, you got to do it earlier than ever this year. Make sure you request your ballot and do all that stuff. But today is National Voter Registration Day. But certainly the biggest story of the day is that P. Diddy was arrested last night in New York City in Manhattan as part of the federal investigation linking him to sex trafficking. So among other federal crimes. So this is just part of the investigation. His lawyer said, these are the actions of an innocent man. He's not perfect, but he's certainly not a criminal. So this is just one more step in the Diddy saga. He's facing, I think, a dozen civil lawsuits related to sex crimes and things like that. So, but he seems to be having a fine time. He was walking around New York City with his son, eating at some of the best restaurants in the city. Seemed to be unbothered by the whole thing.
But somebody said that the only thing that he's doing wrong at this point to defend himself is that when he does have hearings and stuff, he talks over everybody else's charges. When their charges are being read, he jumps in and says stuff in between sentences.
It's very
when it's not his turn yet.
It's bad boy. Very Diddy-like, yeah.
That's right. Uh-huh. Talk to him.
So those are just a few things that are now trending.
All right, there's a new health tip going around that everybody's looking into and a lot of people are doing. I will not be doing it because my days of being beautiful are over, so there's no saving me, but it could save you coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Tonight on our Facebook page, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. And I'm not sure what time that is in out of space, but it's another Ace and TJ experience. I will be experiencing stuff with you tonight from my front porch. Just a lot of folksy stuff going on. You know me, Mr. Folksy. It's what I'll be doing.
Folksy stuff on the porch with TJ.
Yeah, that's right. We're gonna see what we can whittle out there. Possibly make a train whistle. You know, bring the kids. There's enough balloons and face paint to go around.
Maybe shell some peas or something while you're out there.
Some homemade ice cream. So 7 Eastern Facebook Live on the Ace and TJ Facebook page. Don't miss that. It'll be, as they say, from front porches all over America, a barn burner. There's a big thing going around where it's healthy now to eat dirt. Just dirt, shove in your mouth, eat it. They're saying it's good for your skin, good for your gut health. That's been the trend for years now, calling something gut health. It's gut healthy, which is gross. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't start calling it a gut until probably 10 years ago. But now everything is about gut health. Get your gut healthy. Oh, yeah, that's the problem with your gut. So people are literally eating dirt like maniacs. And if you look carefully, you can figure out that this has to be one of those things that China, being in charge of the TikTok, allows Americans to see and do that they don't allow their own people to see and do. I think this is part of China's attempt to get us, you know, to where we're not civilized anymore and can't see eye to eye on things. It's China's way of destroying us.
Then get making our guts people messed
eat,
up.
Making people eat dirt and then get mad at other people who say that it's not right to eat dirt. Ugh. And they're showing, like, feeding it to their little kids and stuff.
Dirt.
It's just dirt. Yeah, because of all the microorganisms in it and stuff. Okay, whatever.
Don't you think dirt's been around long enough that we would have figured that out by now?
Hey, you can eat this stuff.
You already know that dirt would be good for you if it was really good for you.
Let's say you meet on the on a dating app with somebody. You you decide to meet for coffee or a drink or whatnot, and because it seems to be only women eating the dirt. And she says, no, I'm not hungry. I had an entire solo cup full of potting soil on the way over. So I'm pretty stuffed. And he goes, what? You ate pot? Yeah, dirt. I ate dirt. How long would it take you to ask for the check to get out of there? Yeah, I'd be like, okay, I'm out. Enjoy the dirt life. Oh, but it's so good for you. Okay.
All right, whatever.
I think a doctor by now would have said, you ever tried eating dirt? You know, because you got a little bit of, it would help you with your Crohn's. You just eat some dirt, go out to the baseball field and sit between second and third base at the shortstop position, just eat with a spoon, just eat the dirt. What is wrong with people?
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Hi all. Yesterday was my birthday. I'm TJ, and yesterday was my birthday. I forgot to tell y'all yesterday, but over the weekend, my little friend Jenny, whom I talk about all the time, I've never seen, like, there's nothing that's gone on in her kitchen that I or her mom haven't cooked. I mean, she doesn't cook, doesn't know how to cook. Her handsome husband Michael doesn't know how to cook. She baked me some brownies the other night.
Really?
Yeah. I watched her do it, and they were good.
Was that the first time she'd baked brownies?
I don't think so. She may have done it when she was a teenager or something.
But it was definitely the first time she'd done it in her house.
Yes. Yeah.
She's in there shocking. Years. What a new house.
It was shocking. And I appreciated it a lot. And then yesterday on my actual birthday, Jody went and got three different kinds of mini bundt cakes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Lemon, snickerdoodle, and pumpkin spice. And those were delicious.
Lemon's so good.
Now, if I were having a big party, or just a gathering of people, and they say, "What kind? You have any kind of cake you want?" I wouldn't ask for a cake that I didn't know was pretty common.
Yeah.
You know? So that's why this guy is, you know, saying something that is hitting near and dear to my heart.
I really don't give a damn if it's your birthday. There's no reason why you should have a damn German chocolate cake at your birthday party. The second I see that, I'm leaving.
So even if it is your birthday, you shouldn't have a German chocolate cake as your birthday cake, because not many people like it.
It's so
normal people don't like German chocolate. I hate German chocolate cake.
It's not it's not common enough to serve as a birthday. I kind of get that.
It's like when the pizza buffet puts out the pineapple and dessert pizza all as the first ones that come out there.
I haven't had German chocolate cake in so long. I honestly don't even remember what it tastes like. I don't even have even seen
it. It's a chocolate and coconut.
Okay. Yeah.
It's got like that weird jelly kind of.
Yeah, I don't like it, but I couldn't remember exactly what it was.
But let's say my favorite cake in the world is a fruit cake.
Right.
And I said, okay, well, everybody's coming over for my birthday. What kind of cake do you want? Well, you know, fruit cake's my favorite.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I want a fruitcake for my birthday party.
Let's go to my second favorite. Yeah. There are going to be a lot of other people eating.
Might as well just say, hey, skip the cake, and let's just make everybody eat chocolate-covered cherries.
I love that guy, though. I'm just leaving.
Sounds like he's already made a scene about it once in his life.
Yeah, it's like, what? Yeah. You got German chocolate cake?
Man. He brings it up because it may have just happened. Like, yeah. He just left somebody's house.
I don't care if it is your birthday.
That's funny. This is the Ace and TJ Show. Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Now, y'all know, even though I am almost exactly a month away from being married 30 years, that I love keeping up with the trends on dating sites. I just love it.
Just in case.
I just find young people so interesting and enthralling in their habits, their mating habits and rituals and things of 2024. I'll sit down and pull up these dating sites and all these articles and stuff about dating trends. And I look, you know, kind of in my binoculars, like I'm watching from the bushes as they're in their native habitat. These young single people. And now there is a trend that the ladies are looking for, because they're tired of being matched with guys that are wasting their time and all of that. So they're following what's called the 666 rule, which is not the mark of the beast. Doesn't have anything to do with that. It's only guys who are 6 feet tall, six pack abs, and a 6-figure salary. So that's how they're cutting down on wasted time in dating. They're just looking for the 666.
Which is extremely, extremely limited pool of people.
Mm-hmm.
They're missing out.
Yeah. Maybe not, though. Maybe that's all they're interested in. Because are the days gone where women want a man who's kind and strong and good to her and all of that? Or is it just those three things? The height, because of the way it appears.
Mm-hmm.
The six-pack abs, you know, another superficial thing. And the salary. I thought that was the type of stereotype women have been fighting against for years.
Yeah, well.
But no. Now, you know, the fact that I do fit into the 666 category, it shows that my unbiased opinion here. Because I could be saying, that's right. Yeah, they want guys like me. But the thing is like I always want to point out, this is a story that was written and it was glowing. And then at the end it would say, and then others disagreed. And then they'll quote some people who commented on the story who were negative about it and all of that. But For the most part, the story was written from a polite point of view. If there were a trend going around of single men, and they were saying that they're following the 125 rule, which means no women over the weight of 125, people would be up in arms. Like, just that's wasting my time if you weigh more than 125. Are they the 125 36D formula? Same thing.
You're right. It's the exact same thing, but it would be how superficial, how superficial
and
man is to know them.
Animalistic and all of that stuff. I mean, we laugh because just the thought of an article being written where that's a dating trend from the men, it just wouldn't do.
Would not happen.
Mm-mm. But it seems like the 666 men could put those rules out there and be able to live by them.
Mm-hmm. This is the Ace and TJ Show. If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Experts are saying that Elon Musk is on his way to becoming the world's first trillionaire.
Ooh.
That's what they're saying. He would be the history's first trillionaire. Just sort of remarkable. But it's not surprising given the amount of companies he has in all different sorts of things.
That's
awesome.
He's
going to space. Yeah. He's doing Twitter, X. He's got Tesla, obviously.
And doesn't he own a few Papa John's locations?
I believe a few Papa John's, Baskin Robbins. Don't underestimate those franchises.
I'm not. Look what it's done for Shaq.
Yeah, it's pushing him to be a trillionaire.
Wouldn't it be awesome if he did come out and go, we done this? Look, I'm interested in buying in to some Taco Bell / Baskin Robbins locations. Everybody knows how to get in on that.
I think I get maybe three.
Yeah.
Just a couple. It's called diversifying your portfolio, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't Rick Ross own a bunch of something? What is he doing?
Isn't it Wingstop?
Yeah, it's Wingstop.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not a boss meeting you want to have one day. Rick Ross just shows up. He's like, I want to talk about some things. Like, yeah, damn it. Rick Ross is here. Students at Duke University are pretty upset. They gave out, I think, 17,000 tickets for a free Ed Sheeran show that's set to happen at the end of September as part of their Founders Weekend. And apparently they were set to start giving out tickets at noon yesterday. And when all the students went on there to claim their ticket, the website, obviously, you know, shut down. And I said, we had an unprecedented amount of students on the website at any given time. So, but yeah, you got to have the infrastructure in place to support a giveaway like that.
What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. One of the biggest stars in the world.
Yeah, you're giving away 17,000 tickets, and you're going to have 50,000 people try to get online.
Yeah.
That's just dumb that they couldn't handle it.
And when they actually locked down their ticket, none of them were with their friends, so you just got randomly seated in a random seat, so you can't even attend the concert with your friends. Yeah, you're just there with strangers. So.
Oh, my God.
They should have just set up a table in the quad and handed out tickets.
I think so. Old school.
Everybody walk up, get your show your ID, get two tickets, see you later.
You're adults. We got to get in a line. Single file, guys. Come on, get it together.
Let's go old school.
Absolutely. Something came up yesterday about Rob and his movie-watching habits, and I want to dive a little bit deeper. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Here we go. Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
So I've talked about it before. One of the saddest things I ever experienced as a kid was watching the movie The Champ with my dad. He had this habit as I was growing up. He likes old movies. So if I would be walking by, he'd grab me around the waist, even at like, you know, when I was too old to be sitting on his lap, he'd grab me and go, we're going to watch this together. And it would always be like, I don't know, Jesus Christ, like the history of Jesus, or I don't know, what are those old school like Christian movies about Jesus? I don't know.
Ben-Hur
and
Charlton Heston. That was Ben-Hur, right?
I think so, yeah.
Or like, the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments. All those things. So, like, we watched all those movies. But one of those movies that came up was The Champ, and it was a 1970s movie. It starred Ricky Schroeder and Angelina Jolie's dad.
John Voight.
And he's a boxer, and I don't want to spoil it for you, but it was out in the 70s. I don't mind. John Voight's character dies at the end, and Ricky Schroeder, his son, this kid named TJ. He's like this little kid. And he goes up to his father after he's like fallen in the ring. And he says, come on, champ. Come on, champ. We got to go home, champ. I can barely tell you the lines from the movie because I'll get choked up again. It's just like so burned into my memory, like watching this movie.
One of the best.
Yeah, he's 8 years old and he's unbelievable in that role.
It's one of the best scenes, acting jobs from a child ever.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
There's no way any human watches that and doesn't cry.
Yeah. And Ricky Schroeder actually sent me a handwritten note after I first talked about that on the radio. Our producer at the time reached out to his people, and Ricky Schroeder actually wrote me a letter thanking me for enjoying the movie. Well, I didn't really enjoy it. It was heartbreaking, and I can't sleep at night because of it sometimes. But Rob said he's cried at almost every movie he's ever watched. He'll shed at least one tear during every movie.
Yeah. If it's a good movie.
Which is remarkable to me, because I can count on one hand the movies that I've really gotten emotional over, The Champ being one of them. I think Homeward Bound when I was a kid.
That's got to be one you got.
And Old Yeller, Marley and Me, certainly. What is the most devastating movie death in your life? For me, it was John Voight's character in The Champ from 1979. Which one affected you then, and you still have trouble dealing with it today? I want to know how fragile you are out there in the radio family. The most devastating movie deaths affecting your life at the Ace TJ Show. We'll get them next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, so we're talking about the most the most devastating movie deaths. I was talking about The Champ, if you've ever seen it. It's a movie from the 70s. That just wrecked me, and it's still, I can't even watch it today. It's just, I don't know why, it just gets me worked up. But what was the most devastating movie death to you? Do you guys have one that's like burned into your memory?
Yeah, I remember the death of Richie Valens in the movie La Bamba being very dramatic and heart-wrenching. Because, you know, my name's Richie.
Right.
And so his mom is running through, not my Richie, not my Richie. So I still hear that in my head all the time. Like sometimes when I'm dreaming, I be dead.
Not my Richie.
When I'm
really?
Dreaming, I... Say that again.
Sometimes when I be dreaming that I'm dead.
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't. But I do. That was very powerful.
It hurt you.
Not my Richie.
So at the Ace TJ Show, if you've got a great one, and y'all have some. I mean, Susan Sarandon's character in The Stepmom comes up a lot. But the one that comes up more than any of them is surprising. It's Mufasa in The Lion King.
Oh, that's one of mine for sure.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's not even real, though. It's a cartoon.
So what? Yeah. Also the beginning of Up when the lady dies in the first 10 minutes?
Yeah.
That one's devastating, too.
Yeah, Up was on a new list of movies that I saw today that are overrated. New list of overrated movies.
Well, whoever put that together is stupid.
Yeah, and the character, that character died. You don't even get attached to that character. I mean, it's kind of sad in the moment, but...
Disagree.
Okay, fair enough. Old Yeller comes up a lot.
Yeah, I tell you one that I'd forgotten about until it came up. A lot of people have said Beaches
with
Bette Midler.
Bette Midler.
But who's in that with her? Somebody, her friend
Barbara Hershey.
Is that who it is that takes care
of
her?
Oh,
I thought it was like Barbara.
Or it's reverse. Bette Midler takes care of the friend. Comes back. Anyway,
I don't know. I never saw it
because it's very good. Very sad. Steel Magnolias.
Yeah, I know that
Julia Roberts dies in Steel Magnolias. That's a good one.
But you know what? I was kind of glad in that movie because I was hoping that the next thing that died would be all of those fake Southern accents.
Oh, they were fake?
Oh my God.
Really? I've never seen
them. All of them except Julia Roberts because she's actually Southern. The rest of them had fake Southern accents.
Yeah.
Weezer, get that dog out of here. And it's supposed to be in northwestern Louisiana where nobody talks that way.
Dobby from Harry Potter comes up a lot. Robin may not make it through this. He's dying right now.
And don't even Marley and Me.
Yeah, Marley and Me, devastated.
That's fine. I don't care.
You want to get more devastated? Watch Hachi, Richard Gere. Wreck you for life. More next.
Okay, that's terrible.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Let's get spooky, y'all. Boo. Monster Tacos back at Jack in the Box. So this is a little bit different. If you've never had a Jack in the Box taco, they're banging, delicious.
Yeah, they are.
And they're like two for a dollar, super cheap. But this year, the monster taco, it's a bigger taco, but this time they'll take the regular taco, then take a soft taco, load it up with nacho cheese and bacon, and wrap it around the regular bigger taco. I mean, just so fat. Wait. How fat can you be? So
it's regular hard shell taco.
Hell yeah, dude.
With a soft taco smothered in cheese and bacon wrapped around it.
That's my favorite. Woo! My favorite kind of taco is a bacon taco.
Yeah, I mean, good Lord.
Bacon and fat back.
Holy cow.
Who came up with that?
And they're calling it the mummy wrapped monster taco. You know, it's like wrapped up, but it's just nacho cheese and bacon wrapped around a taco. It's like, how fat should you be?
I bet that's so good,
though. I bet it's delicious. And at 1 a.m., after doing whatever you're doing, I bet it's even better. Don't miss tonight the Ace and TJ Experience. TJ back at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, talking about a variety of different things on location from his pooch.
That's right. On the pooch. Then we can sit on the pooch a little longer.
I know people like seeing what's going on at that house.
Yeah. See, not a lot going on.
Yeah, but I think there's a morbid curiosity when people get to look inside any of our houses. They look for... like, oh, that's weird. You know, that's kind of the natural tendency. You're like, let me see. Let me try to find something goofy going on in the background of your house. So on your back porch, you might see some deer. Who knows? Jody might pop in.
I'm setting it up on the back porch tonight. Hopefully the lighting will be good because then the deer will probably come walking by.
Yeah. And you can't hunt those deer, right?
No. You can, but. Only when they've gone into the woods where hunting is allowed, because they have a path that they travel and there is hunting around that area in the wooded areas and stuff.
But he can't walk out his backyard and pop off a shot, huh?
But if that deer were to cross over into those woods, then it's fair game, kind of.
It has to be so far away from a road and so far away from houses and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, I learned stuff about the lottery, hunting, all those things. You guys are just more equipped to talk about than I am. College football, I mean, you guys are just better at it.
Yeah.
So I don't mind asking
settlements,
the experts. Settlements.
How to get a settlement. What the hell?
All sorts of good things.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.